Zalina, thank you so much for taking the time to answer our question. Let's take a look back at your victory at Crown Jewel, where you were crowned Queen of the Ring. Congratulations. I should bow down. What was it like winning this female tournament in Saudi Arabia, and what legacy do you want to leave as the first Queen of the Ring?
It was incredible because this was the first ever, I mean, I'm a history maker, you know, and it's crazy to say that to the four-year-old self, and you know, who's been a wrestling fan all her life. So it's pretty incredible. And I think more than anything, I want to be remembered as the first queen, but also your favorite queen. I want to make this, you know, I want to make this so good, because for me, King Booker was my favorite. So I would love for people to say, oh, Zelina was my favorite queen, and here's why, you know?
Well, you're the first, and you're my favorite. This victory must have been a huge moment, considering what happened a year earlier. When you were released from your contract, did other promotions try to reach out to you, and what made you decide to come back to WWE 8 months after that?
I will say, it's funny, because I remember it was probably November 14th of this year that I realized, wow, yesterday was a year to the day since it happened. But I think more than anything, I felt like I had some unfinished business, and I felt like I needed to go back to WWE to complete what I had set out to do since I was a little girl. And, you know, my focus was on WWE. For me, it didn't, there was a lot of other things at play, but my main focus was WWE, and it's mind-blowing to see where I was a year ago to where I am now. Being queen of WWE is just incredible. I still, even saying it out loud is crazy.
Outside of the squared circle, you illustrate yourself in the Fighting for My Family. It's Woods doing the Rock impersonation. Doing great.
Usual, thanks. That's just normal. Hi, King.
King and Queen of the Ring, maybe a tag team match in the future. Outside of the square circle, as I was saying, you illustrate yourself in the Fighting for My Family movie when you portrayed AJ Lee. Could you tell us what this experience brought to you, and how was it like to be directed by The Rock?
I love this question because it reminds me of one of my favorite times in my life. It was one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had, because he is such a genius that he helped me not only professionally but personally too, like just to get into the character's mind and, you know, how to move like her, how to talk like her. And I must have watched AJ talk for hours and hours and hours, just the same interviews, the same promos all the time, to try and get the right kind of pitch and making sure that my voice sounded like hers. But it was crazy. It was, you know, and I thought to myself too, like, wow, if this is this can't be the closest that I'll ever get to becoming a champion in WWE, because I can't. Like, I need to have my own legacy. And I think what was cool was once we finished filming Fighting With My Family, AJ had tweeted me saying, you make an amazing me, but you're going to be the first you, and it's going to be even better. And it's so cool that I had her support, had Paige's support. She's one of my best friends. So it was a moment in my life that I'll never forget.
And how was it being directed by The Rock? Was he cool on set?
Oh, yeah. I've known him since around 2014, and we've been like family ever since. And to be directed by him was just, it made everything easier. It made everything feel like I can do it. He made me feel like I could do anything. And I think more than being AJ, I felt like I was being pushed to be this, like, superstar, and he was fueling that. So it was really cool, and I felt so much more comfortable because it was him, you know.
Well, speaking of The Rock, this Sunday it's the 25th anniversary of his debut in WWE. I will not ask you to do a Rock impersonation, but I will ask you, what's your favorite memory in the career of Dwayne Johnson?
I have to say, it's the one that I reenacted with Hurricane. So the one where it's Hollywood Rock is my favorite. There's a few like of my favorite times where he was like in the ring and there was like, you know, finally The Rock has come back to Toronto. Then they stop because they're all excited that they're in Toronto, and he's like, Toronto, yay, hooray, that's where we live. I'm like, oh my god, like no one else could get away with that but him. And like him and Hurricane doing the backstages were so funny. He was calling him the Hamburglar, you know, like it's just so many amazing moments. So like they have the best of the best.
Yeah, and Hurricane actually beat The Rock on Monday Night Raw, I believe.
I'm sure The Rock won't admit to that, but yes, he did.
Final question, Zelina. In an interview a couple of months ago, you said that you had unfinished business with WWE. Now that you are the queen, what's the next step in Zelina Vega's career?
The next step is to become Raw Women's Champion, because again, I want to be another part of history when it comes to WWE. So I would be the first ever queen, but now I can be the first ever queen and Raw Women's Champion at the same time. So that is my next goal.
Thank you very much, Zelina, for taking the time to answer my question.
Thank you.